For decades, the Albany County Democratic Committee's annual picnic was heralded as one of the region's showcase events, on par with Hat Day at the Saratoga Racecourse. Thousands of party faithful attended the gatherings. The biggest names in politics were always on hand. But the dynamic has somehow changed. Fewer than 200 people turned out this year. Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors blames societal changes.
People have less and less time for the social gatherings that are required, and there's so much competition with digital communication that it seems to be a drop in interest in large social gatherings like this for political events. I think in some of the tactical issues that we've had over the last number of years, the picnic has changed its venue a couple of times, been out of county, changed the times it's happened. You know, it was last year after the primaries, and now this year it is before the primaries. So it's an issue that I think is rebuilding. I think the chairman and the people involved in the committee are trying to rebuild it. It was a signature event, and I know at one point in time there was over 3,000 people attending this.
Former Albany County legislator Brian Scavo, who did not attend, believes fellow Democrats who shunned Saturday's picnic at the Polish Community Center are disillusioned by the party's direction in recent years.
Well, people aren't happy what's going on in county government. They're not happy about Dan McCoy trying to privatize a nursing home. People aren't happy with the double-digit tax increases that the county initiated.
Conservative Albany mayoral candidate Joe Sullivan interprets the sparse picnic attendance as an indicator of lack of voter enthusiasm amidst dwindling party enrollment and dissatisfaction with federal policy.
The numbers have declined greatly, the enrollments. And there's a total dissatisfaction based on what's going on at the federal government with the Obamacare. You know, that's going to really destroy our medical system. And I think the word has finally gotten down to people. Everyone's going to pay more for coverage and have less coverage. And that's unacceptable. So that creates a lot of dissatisfaction.
Front-running Democratic mayoral candidate Kathy Sheehan, the city treasurer, adds that the economy may have impacted the picnic.
This is a picnic that is a fundraiser for the party, and people have limited resources, particularly in the challenging economic times that we're in, first of all. But I think that we have, at least in my campaign, we have really excited a base of volunteers who are from outside the traditional Democratic Party circle.
Comptroller Connors hopes the low turnout at the picnic will not be repeated in the voting booth starting September 10th.
With the event changing from different months and different locations, I think it's lost some of the pizzazz it might have had or some of the continuity. It's also an idea that, you know, 27 years into it, you know, may need some transformation. It may need some newer ideas. There is a real problem with public apathy about elections. And as you know, 2 years ago, we had something like 23 legislators run unopposed. The county executive, the county sheriff, and the county comptroller all ran unopposed, which I think is disgraceful. I hope that that's not an indication of a low turnout for the coming primary.
I asked Kathy Sheehan, facing former city councilor Corey Ellis, if the primary is the true election in the heavily Democratic city. She says her campaign is taking nothing for granted.
We are focused on the primary, and this is a city that is predominantly Democrat, where you get the attention and win the hearts and the minds of the Democrats in the city in the primary. I mean, this is our real opportunity to get our message out and to communicate. And if we don't do it well now in September, then there won't be a race for us in November.
One prominent Albany County Democrat who attended the picnic tells WAMC he only found out about it the night before when making a routine visit to the party's Facebook page. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.